This is the BBC.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Let's guess some more of the cheesy chat-up lines or try and come up with some better ones on the Take Me Out game. My dad's worried about me getting home by 6 p.m. tonight. I'm more worried about yellow snow. And our Ghostbusters service doesn't go to plan at all. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Come on, then. Who's taking a snow day today already?
Really? For that amount? I suppose in some places it's full on. Why were you tempted? No. Is that what you're saying?
Although, this morning when I left the house, I was like, oh, there was a bit of snow. And then it turned into rubbish snow, because it never really snows in London. Now I've said that, it's going to really snow.
Yeah, but that has to be a team effort, you see. You can't just say, well, because of snow, I'm not coming in today, and then I turn up. Do you know what I mean?
True. Or like my jammer on Friday for a first show. Well, I'm late because my taxi didn't show up.
Oh, don't say that. It was ridiculous.
Why would you say that on the first day?
The thing is, it was kind of awkward because when she first came in, I said, and in fact, you were a tiny bit late as well than the agreed time. So I said to you late, and I felt that even though first day, she did deserve a bit of a telling off as well. So
and
I told
her
she was late and it was all a bit awkward.
I really enjoyed it with Myra on Friday.
Yeah, it was great.
Same again this week on Friday.
Yeah. Tune of the week. BBC Radio 1.
Think about it, as you woke up this morning and were like, oh my God, it's freezing. Think of poor Greg James cycling in that bitter cold. We're going to catch up with him later.
Hmm.
I'm worried about him, you know?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be this week is what he is doing is insane.
Yeah.
But we're all behind him.
He's an idiot. But he's doing it for a very good cause. Greg Athlon, Pedal to the Peaks, update coming. Right, so everyone is working with these big US country artists at the moment. You've got Justin Timberlake with Chris Stapleton. Oh my God, it's Chris Stapleton! You've got Bebe Rexha with Florida Georgia Line. They're popping up all over the place on loads of pop songs. And now Zedd is working with this country singer called Marin Morris. So she's a Grammy Award-winning country singer from America. Her debut album reached, like, I think top of the Billboard chart in the US. And Zedd has teamed up with her. So it's Zedd and Gray and Marin Morris, country singer, the middle. If you like Stay, you'll love this.
Yeah. Tune of the week.
BBC Radio 1.
Take a seat. Right over there. Sat on the stairs. Stay or leave.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Zedd just knows how to turn out a good, solid radio pop hit.
I'm obsessed with him.
I know.
As you know, like, I don't know why, I love this guy. I don't think I've ever really heard him talk or anything like that. Not really seen him do many interviews.
Well, get some questions ready. This is not confirmed, but...
Oh, don't. Is he... Like, I don't know why. It's like, I've got this weird obsession with Zedd.
Well, hon, you have phases of people, and he's your current phase. So we are trying to get some time with him, even if it's on the phone. Would you be keen for that?
I'm keen, but what if he's a disappointment?
Well, we'll have to wait and see. At least then you'll know, you know? Bella in Norfolk says, this Zedd guy, the track he did with Liam was my tune last year and now this. Yeah, do you remember he did Get Low with Liam Payne as well? He has used exactly the same clock tick there, though, as it used in Stay a Minute.
Oh, with Alessia... Yeah.
Alessia Cara.
Yeah.
It is exactly the same clock tick. But I like it as a gimmick. I just think he can maybe change it up a bit. I mean, I've got this older one from, like, my dad's old clock in the hall there.
It's true. What is the obsession with the clock? That is what makes that song kind of similar to the other one, isn't
it? But I like it as a concept. But just change it up a bit because it's the same one. You can have this one if you want. Obviously a bit faster than the song.
What do you reckon his clock is counting down to?
I don't know. I'm just saying change it a bit. Oh, you got this one. Oh, that's just... Well, I mean, they sound pretty much the same, but... Go with my dad's one, like a grandfather clock.
Your dad's clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's a good... See, potentially a good beat there.
BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Anyone else really bored already of hearing about the Beast from the East? Called my mum last night. She's like, Scott, are you ready for the Beast from the East? Which I thought was quite forward.
Yeah.
She's never asked me anything like that before.
I'd love to hear your mum saying the beast from the east.
First thing she mentioned, then on BBC Breakfast, turned that on this morning.
Beware the beast from the east.
Yes.
Okay, we get it. It's a wind from Siberia. It's always from Siberia, isn't it? As soon as it gets cold, it's definitely from Siberia.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.
A dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough.
Beware the beast from the east.
Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough.
Scott Mills.
Do you miss Take Me Out when it's not on?
I would like... I think it's repeated so much that actually you sort of can find it whenever you want.
I mean, the thing is about Take Me Out, it is the same every week.
Yeah.
But it's such a good format. What we like to do, though, on our own Take Me Out game is try and kind of pre-guess or give better answers than what the girls say when the guy comes up and says, well, ladies, if I were a blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
I'd be a blah. It's always, what would you be?
It's a terrible question, normally related to that person's life.
Yeah.
And the answers are normally as dreadful.
Ours are trying to be less dreadful. If you've got any of these, by the way, play along at home or in the car, not if you're driving, on 81199. Okay, do you want to hear our first one today?
Yes, let's do it.
We only get 10 seconds, so forgive us if some of them aren't great. Okay, here's the first question from the guy. Here we go.
Girls, my celebrity crush is Wonder Woman. Who's your celebrity crush and why?
Why is it Wonder Woman?
Celebrity crush. Okay.
Why is Wonder Woman's not a celebrity.
Well, that's a debate. What do you mean?
Well, it's a superhero.
Quite famous.
Not famous. Not to me.
Okay, so celebrity crush. Ready to
okay,
go?
Okay, go. Wow, these are hard.
I sort of got one in mind.
Oh,
See, I think what's tricky about... Actually, I can finish that. You're brilliant. Okay. I think what's tricky about this game is that you've got to kind of be a bit sexy about it.
Yeah.
A little bit innuendo-y. You want to win the guy over, don't you?
Yeah, okay, so here it is again.
Girls, my celebrity crush is Wonder Woman. Who's your celebrity crush and why?
Mine's rubbish. I'll go first. Well, boy, my celebrity crush is... Okay, I'm going to go for it. My celebrity crush is Leonardo DiCaprio. And if you choose me tonight, I might let you paint me like one of your French girls.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
That sounds like one of those legit chat-up lines.
Yeah.
Have you used that before?
No. Although it would be a weird VT on the show if it was just like him painting her like one of them. Yeah. Okay. Any
better? I thought of a name, but I think I've made it work.
Okay.
Give me the question.
Question again.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Girls, my celebrity crush is Wonder Woman. Who's your celebrity crush and why?
Well, my celebrity crush is David Dickinson. Because like me, he's tanned, well-spoken, and enjoys a good rummage through a downstairs cabinet. See?
Good, yeah.
Yeah?
Also, is he still on TV, David Dickinson? I've not seen him for ages.
Well, I actually don't know. Yes, because there's someone else who presents Bargain Hunt now, isn't it? It's not even Tim Wannacott anymore.
No, there's a new one.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, Dickinson was old school Bargain Hunt.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got some different show on a different channel.
Anyway.
He was tan gold.
I think two good answers. Can we hear what the actual girl said?
Here's what they said.
I've got two. So my first one's Eminem, and the second one, do you know the Little Mermaid, Prince Eric, when he's being drawn? I think he's absolutely gorgeous.
She just answered literally. Well, Eminem.
Absolutely no punchline to that whatsoever. What about this girl?
Dan, my celebrity crush is Charlie Hunnam, and I can definitely see some similarities between you both.
Okay, so again, not the most creative answers.
Not funny. I thought they were supposed to be funny. Who do you reckon he picks out of those, girl one or girl two?
Both sounded terrible answers. I'll go number two.
He picks the first girl.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone play along with this next one. We have got a bit more time. We've got the length of Rudimental these days to work it out. Here's your next question. Find a witty response to this, please. Don't just answer it like those girls just did.
Right, ladies, so do like a good bacon butty. What sauce would you stick on that butty to spice things up a little bit?
Scott Mills.
We're playing the Take Me Out game on BBC Radio 1. Our aim is to come up with funnier, wittier, cleverer answers than some of the girls do. Sometimes we win, sometimes we fail spectacularly. Some people are still answering the previous question. George from Sheffield. My celeb crush would be Anne Widdecombe. And the question is, would it come to Fernando's with me?
Yes, fine. That's good. Well done, George.
Yes. Any more?
Yes. Well, the question that you just set, just before you played Rudimental, the one about the butty.
Here it is.
Right, ladies, I do like a good bacon butty. What sauce would you stick on that butty to spice things up a little bit?
Mm-hmm. All right, there's a few suggestions on here. This one just says, I'd have ketchup so you can catch me upstairs.
Yes.
Which kind of works. This one from Ariel says, hollandaise sauce because I deserve a hollandaise with you and Fernando's.
Hollandaise.
Yes. Sort of there.
Okay, what have you got?
Sorry, and very quickly, my favourite from Eamon, which says regular mayo because I'm a little bit fatty.
All right, cool.
And
There's loads I can't read because it's about a bacon butty. There's obviously loads of jokes about BAPS. Can't read them out.
Of course.
Okay, sure.
I've written my one. Do you want to hear my one first?
Yes.
Okay, so mine would be, what the question was, what bacon butty are you? I'd say, I'd stick some bechamel sauce on your butty because I don't think I'll find a bechamel than you.
Okay, that's good. I like the play on better male and bechamel. Mine's awful. Okay, you like a bacon butty. What sauce will I stick on the butty? Okay, right. Hi. To spice up our day, I'd pick the hottest hot sauce I could find and put it on that butty because I have ways of making you sweat.
Very good.
Thank you.
I particularly like the voice that you decided to do as well. And for the bacon butty one, then, what did the actual girl say?
Here's what they said.
I'll put red sauce on it because it's the same colour as a heart, and hopefully you fall for me tonight.
Oh, lovely.
When I first moved to the north, that really confused me, red sauce, brown sauce.
Really?
Yeah, do you want red sauce or brown sauce? Sorry, when I moved to Manchester. You don't really say red sauce in the south, do you?
No, not
if
really.
If I said, do you want red sauce? You'd be like, do you mean ketchup?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I see what you're saying.
Red or brown is much better, easier way to say it. And this one...
I would just put anything you would like. So I would just be creative and just put different things in until I find what you like.
Okay, we haven't thought about that at all, have you?
I hope you went for number one.
You did, actually.
Yeah.
That second one, didn't even think about it. Okay, here's another question. Let us know if you've got a good answer.
Well, girls, as you can tell, I'm a cheeky northern monkey. What animal are you?
Ooh, you just did that on TV.
Do you have to do the noise as well?
What? Just did that on television. Okay. I'm a cheeky northern monkey. Oh. All right, I need to hear it again.
Well, girls, as you can tell, I'm a cheeky northern monkey. What animal are you?
Have you got to do the noises as well?
I'm not doing the noise.
I'll do the noise. I'll be a British saddleback pig. Because I wear pink. I'm making this up now. I've been known to roam around nude in the field. And I like to get a little bit dirty. Good?
Yeah. I mean, it's 10 seconds. It's not long, is it?
No.
You're thinking on your feet here, aren't you?
Are you still working on yours? Is that what you're saying?
I'm buying time by talking. I can't read that one. No, I can't read that one.
No.
Wow, there's loads that are coming in from our listeners. It says a lot about our listeners. Oh, Jake, there we are. I'd be a lion, hopefully. Lion next to you. Ha! Yeah, good. Okay, all right, here's mine. Right. I'd be an owl, because, like owls... No. Because, like owls, I can keep you up all night. That's terrible.
I don't... Does that even work?
Well, they're nocturnal.
I prefer the one that Ben just texted. What animal are you? He's saying I'd be a dolphin because I feel like we'd really click.
I've got one. Okay. What animal would I be? Well, I would be an eagle because...
Uh-oh.
After one night in Fernando's with you...
This is fine.
I'm sure you'll make me soar.
Oh, good. Okay, fine.
Like, you know, when birds fly, they soar.
Got you. And what did the girl say?
And here's what the girl said.
I'm an owl because they're a little... Because they can... I don't know, they're a little bit cuckoo.
Yep.
What?
Yep, I'm not
I'm
sure.
I'm an owl because they're a little... Because they can... I don't know, they're a little bit cuckoo.
Right, that doesn't make sense. And...
I'd be Pikachu because I'm dressed like him and I'm small and fiery.
See?
That's a Pokemon.
She thought about it, it is. but he did pick girl number two. Any more answers, let us know. Yours are probably better than ours.
Scott Mills.
Afternoon, Nina in Farnborough, who says, how do we donate for Gregathlon? I am marathon training and went out this morning to do my short 3-mile run. It was snowing, I did not want to go, but the thought of Greg going up Snowdon made me get it done. I want to donate. I'll tell you all that in a second. Here's the Sherlocks.
Is anybody over there? Are you following me?
Scott Mills.
Radio 1's Gregathlon.
Pedal to the peaks.
For sport relief.
Every time I hear this music and I hear this on Radio 1, I shake my head like a concerned brother. Greg James is doing something truly ridiculous for sport relief this year. He said he would never do it again.
It's unimaginable, this thing, really. Like, he tried to explain it to me. I really couldn't get my head around how he is going to do this. I mean that sincerely. Like,
some of the pictures I was seeing of Snowdon this morning, it was like glaciers. It was so icy. I like one of the messages that flooded in of support for Greg. Just said, going up Ben Nevis at this time of year is very silly.
Thanks. True. For that.
Hello, Greg.
Hello. Oh. It's true, it is.
It is silly. You're silly.
It feels even sillier than yesterday when I thought it felt very silly. We've just finished the Snowdon climb. And we're now just fueling up, ready to go onto the bicycle. And that will be 80 miles between now and the end of today.
And then just a little radio show to do, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll be live on the radio show, all being well, just about 5 o'clock today, I think. That's the plan. So we're just having a jacket potato.
Are you going to cycle 80 miles by yes. then?
By 80 miles by the end of the day today, so it's sort of split in half. Half a cycle.
I didn't realise it was that show. Much.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and actually, I was thinking about it on the way up to Snowdon just now. That I haven't. The furthest I've cycled in one go before is about 55 miles.
Oh.
And so actually, I'm about to do the longest cycle I've ever done.
It's bringing me out in hives.
It's actually one of the shortest cycles of the week. What am I doing?
I hope it's downhill.
Some of it's downhill, yeah, because we're quite high up at the minute. But then, whenever you go downhill, you've got to go up again. At
oh,
some
that's
point.
True.
Oh, I don't like
yeah,
it.
I've got to say the support obviously is incredible, and there's been people at the bottom of the mountain today, and at the start and at the end. But also, the stuff at there were a couple of maniacs at the top of the mountain just having a little climb, but it's very remote up there and there's not many people at this time of year, but it is, I can't explain, I've never experienced anything like it up like that before. It was like being in an episode of Planet Earth, but David Attenborough is sort of narrating you, yeah. Just going, here is a young idiot climbing a mountain where he shouldn't be doing. And it felt like I was in an episode of Planet Earth. It was, the wind was like nothing I've experienced before. You just can't hear anything and you're just sort of blown against the mountain. But we got there and we got to the top and the views were great, but it was absolutely brutal. I feel
I don't
properly
understand.
Beaten up.
Maybe I've never even been that cold as you are.
It was minus 20 up there.
Oh, God!
What is going through your mind when you're doing all this? What's the overriding thought right now?
The overriding thought is eat and keep alive. But also, weirdly, there's 4G on bits of the mountain because it's so open. And I was having a look at some of the messages when we had to stop for a drink or whatever. And I'm just really, really sort of spurred on by the messages of support and also the donations that have come in already, because I just know how much good all this money does for sport relief and the causes that they send it to. So that is that's the cheesy answer, but that is the answer. There's no point doing this otherwise.
Like this.
I would not do this. I wouldn't do it for fun.
Craig Shrewsbury says, I've done a 68-mile ride in one go before and that nearly killed me. What Greg is doing is utterly crazy. Crazy. But go, Greg. Okay.
Thank you.
Just a little bit of cycling now then, and then the radio show.
Yeah, a little bit of cycling. How many miles before the show? How do we do now? 30? Oh, 50. No, 50.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, 50.
Nice.
The most you've ever done in one go. Excellent.
A cash 50. Yeah, 50 to the show, and then on the show with Adele at about 5 o'clock-ish, all being well. Okay. And then a couple of hours on the show, and then a few more hours on the bike before bedtime tonight to
Nick,
get to...
In Birmingham. Yeah. Nick in Birmingham says, Greg James is a warrior. We're proud of you. And so many people asking how they can donate. So here's what you do. If you'd like to show Greg your support and make a £5 donation to Sport Relief, just text the word Greg to 70205. Text will cost you £5 plus your standard network message charge. 100% of your donation will go to Sport Relief. You must be 16 or over. Please ask the bill payer's permission. Full terms and conditions on the Radio 1 website, and you can donate online there as well. Text the word Greg, please. He's going through so much and it's only going to get worse. Greg, just simply text that to 70205. Thank you, Greg. We'll speak to you later. Good luck.
Thanks for saying it. It'll only get worse. Nice reminder.
Where we choose pride over character, and we can pick sides, but this is us, this is us, this is... I live on the west side of America.
Scott Mills.
Sick Boy, Chainsmokers. I've got Rams Barking coming up. That's the thing, see, about Radio 1, because you listen every day and you feel like you know, the DJs are genuinely your mates, your friends.
Yeah.
So many people texting in going, oh, I'm so proud of Greg, like Monica, Ed the Young Farmer saying what Greg is doing is sending shivers down my spine. This is seriously incredible, says Lewis in Tisbury. This is Sarah in Brighton saying, I'm definitely not a cyclist or a climber in any way, but genuinely so proud of someone that I listen to on the radio every day. Greg, you're a legend.
But it's a two-way thing, isn't it? I mean, like, that will give Greg such a boost.
Yeah.
And it, like, it genuinely does. So keep sending those messages in.
And only one mountain down so far and so much cycling. So please give what you can.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
George Smith and Stormzy on BBC Radio 1. I'm Scott Mills. Stay there for Mabel and Notes, Craig David and Bastille, and also Liam and Rita.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
All the twosomes on today. Hello, Lucy in Cambridge, 25.
Why?
Yes.
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 It's your day off today from being a vet.
Yeah.
How was the spa at the weekend with your mum? How's your mum?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, we had a great time. It was so relaxing.
Yeah, I went to spa at the weekend. It was lush.
Oh, yes, so lush.
Sometimes you just got to. I didn't go with my mum on this occasion, but my mum is also partial to one.
Oh, it's just mother bonding time, isn't it?
Totally, yeah.
Is it true it was your birthday?
It was my birthday on Saturday, yeah.
It's weird how we know so much about you. It's like someone's done previous research, isn't it, and written
it
down.
It's strange, that, isn't it?
Hey, listen, do you feel proud as a regular listener to Radio 1 about Greg James?
So proud of him.
I know, he's a machine.
He really is. He's doing so good.
I mean, it's stupid. I mean, the weather is exceptionally bad.
Yeah.
I actually just went outside just then. I was like, oh. Imagine being Greg James right now. Horrendous.
And on top of a mountain.
Exactly. Not for me. Okay, here's what I've got for you today as a fresh new week of bangers begins. This is my one. Professor Green, Need You Tonight.
Good.
I do love this one, to be fair. Good tune.
Thank you. I think you've picked it before.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah. Still a good song, though. All right, you can have that. We can have my choice today, which is this. Yeah, I thought this could be good today. This is Rihanna, Umbrella.
Celebrate the beast from the east.
Yes.
Both good choices.
Yeah, definitely.
I know what you're going to pick.
Do you?
Yeah, I can just hear it in your voice.
I'm thinking because of poor Greg up on the mountain, and it's probably raining up there for him.
It's not big.
That we're going to... Someone
really
needs to give him an umbrella in case it is raining.
Yes, exactly.
So I'm thinking I'm going to go with Chris.
I knew it. That is exactly what I thought.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
What a great pop record that is.
Tune.
What a great song. I was never going to win against Rihanna. Nath says, you'll never win against a Riri card. It's almost like cheating.
1-0 on bangers.
That was Rihanna's Umbrella. Interesting lack of Jay-Z there as well.
Yeah, well, where was he on that? Because I thought he was on the original one.
Yeah, it's a non-Jay-Z version.
Just been binned off.
Yeah, binned off for this one. Do you hear my phone go?
Yeah, old school. Why does that happen?
I don't know, but do you know who it is?
Go on.
Zed thanking me for choosing The Middle as Tune of the Week, which we played earlier.
Did I not even get a feat?
No, you're not on it.
Rubbish.
I know you were such a fan of him.
What do you mean?
Well.
You got a text?
No, on Twitter.
Oh.
7.8 million followers.
The guy's a legend.
But you don't ever really hear him.
No, I know.
I don't even know what he sounds like.
Right. I don't know why I've built it up so much. He could be incredibly boring. I don't know.
Say that, because then we're not going to get an interview.
No, but I'd just love to hear him.
Doesn't follow me at the moment, but I'm going to message him back and see what happens.
This is
Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1.
Craig David Bastille, I Know You. Liam Payne and Rita Ora coming up. Also music from Kings of Leon and Years and Years. How very British. The weather panic is definitely happening now. My dad just texted me going, Scott, get home by 6 p.m. tonight. Like, what?
Oh, brilliant. Was it a classic parent one as well, in capital letters?
Yeah, I think obviously dad's read the news or something. But basically, we were on a yellow warning and now we're on an amber warning, which means be prepared. Already snow in the southeast, but next you've got Midlands, the north of England and half of Scotland. And you just don't know what the beast of the east is going to do.
Whoa.
Also, I don't like these. You would have seen these online. I don't like these warnings where before it was amber, it was yellow, and the actual warnings say yellow snow, and that just makes me think of you know.
Of course.
Love you in real life. BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Years and Years coming up, and IDGAF. On Mondays, we like to do Ghostbusters. It's unfortunate, but it happens. Sometimes you just get ghosted by someone that you kind of wanted to date. They just give you the silent treatment. You don't know what happened. You message them last. They've not got back to you. OK, let's meet today's person who has been ghosted. Hello, Ella.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
OK, so who's the guy?
So, he works in Oxford near me, and we met on the app that rhymes with Judge Rinder.
Yes.
And we went out on a date, and yeah, crickets. Ghosted away.
Did you just say crickets?
Yeah, crickets, like nothing.
Oh,
I've
nothing.
Never heard of that.
What do you mean? What do you mean nothing? Why is that crickets?
Like, when you say like crickets, because you hear crickets chirping. That's a thing.
Crickets.
Crickets.
I've never heard that.
Oh, that's a thing.
Okay, Ella, so did you meet this guy?
Yeah, so we went out on a date about a week ago, and it was a really good date. It was really nice, it was really fun, flirty, and it was a really good date. So I was kind of surprised that I got the ghost treatment.
Did you kiss?
Maybe, a little bit.
At the end of the night, yeah?
At the end of the night, yeah, at the end.
That sounds like a yes, then. Mm. Definitely yep. Kiss. And when you say it was flirty, what kind of things were flirty?
Oh, is it like the old hand on the knee, that kind of thing, little innuendo-y jokes, like, you know.
Would you like a stiff one? That kind of thing.
Yeah, like they always do on first dates.
Yes, exactly. But, like, not cringe, like it was nice.
Okay, so a flirty date, a kiss at the end. I'm thinking that he wants to see you again, right?
Yeah, you'd assume.
So what have the conversations been since that night?
So I didn't hear from him for about 3 days after the date, which I was not expecting. So I messaged him about 3 days later, just sort of, hey, how are you? How's your week? And we had a very, very short text exchange.
where he would leave me on read for about 10 hours and then reply, and it was all very awkward and weird. And so I sort of left it with, okay, well, just let me know whenever you're free. And that was that. That was about 4 days in. So.
And what were his replies when you were like, how are you?
Kind of short, not particularly descriptive, just like, I'm at work, I've been working, which is fair enough, he works hard, but you know.
But he's taking a long time to get back to you, isn't he?
Yeah, 10 hours, 24 hours sometimes, like.
And what was the last correspondence you had with him?
So I messaged him saying, just let me know whenever you're free, and then he didn't even read it. The two ticks were there, but they didn't even turn blue. They're just sitting there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's left that just sort of lingering on his phone then?
You're doing a lot of the chatting there, aren't you?
I know, exactly. I don't want to be putting any effort in. Right.
Did you try and act flirty at all in the messages, or were yours quite formal as well?
Well, you know, you do the ha-ha-ha and try and make a joke, but it's easier said than done, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah. Did you do the old winky?
No, I'm not really a fan of the winky face. I did a smiley face.
Oh, did you? With the tongue out?
Winky face. No. Just a classic smiley.
Aubergine emoji?
No, none of that. No peach emojis either. Too far.
Just me.
Peaches?
No peaches, no aubergines, none of that.
No.
I really enjoy asking people, like, okay, what emojis do you use? Because it says a lot.
Yeah, no, I said classic smiley, that was it.
Okay, so all this happened quite recently, didn't it?
Yeah, about a week ago.
And it seems like you really liked him, and it sounds like you really got on the date.
Yeah, I thought it was a good enough date to warrant a second date, so.
But where is he? He's gone.
He's gone, he's ghosted.
Okay, I'm going to be honest here. Do you think he's keen at all, or do you think this just isn't happening?
I think he's not keen, but I don't know why, because the date seemed like he was keen, if that
exactly.
makes sense.
Right, right. Well, that is the whole point of this service, because you are left wondering why, what did I do, did I pick my nose? Like, what put him off?
Good point, Scott. Did you do anything gross or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, we're about to find out, hopefully. So if we call him, do you want to ask him what went wrong?
Can you ask him instead?
Yeah.
You don't want to talk to him. Yeah, we can do that for you.
Thank you.
All right, so Scott, you're going to get the number, and then we go to my favourite part of this feature, which I actually thought of a name for, Scott. Let's call the ghoul.
Okay, I'll get his number and all the details, and we'll do it after this. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. Girl, you know I got just the place for you. Be Young, Jumanji. This is Radio 1. Like I said, it does have panties in it. No one warns me, do they? I've got to get out of the car soon. What's going to happen, says Jen in Cirencester. Min says, this feature gives me serious anxiety. Morris in Andover, I'm sat in the car waiting for Scott Mills to ring this guy. I want to know why he's not messaging her. Right, Ella's on the line. We're about to call this guy who ghosted her after what seemed like a great first date. Right, Chris, are you ready to do your thing?
Let's call the ghoul.
Ooh.
Ooh. I wish the ghost had ringtones like that. It'd be like, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh.
How you feeling, Ella? Nervous?
Yeah, nervous.
Okay. Chris, will you do it today?
Yep.
You speak to him, because I'm scared.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Okay, it's all fine.
I think this is okay, because I think you're in a situation where you just need closure. That's an easy one.
I just want to know why.
Bothered. All right.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh,
that's annoying. We've not had one of these. Normally they pick up.
Not picking up. He's so far to the other side. He doesn't have phone reception.
You don't think he's gone to Australia, do you?
I'm maybe he's gone that far away to avoid.
About where he's from, because he could be asleep in Oz.
He could be asleep. He could be. That's a possibility.
It'd be a different ringtone though. It'd be this one.
You're right.
And then long gap.
Oh, this is frustrating.
I know my ringtone.
Do you know what's frustrating about this situation? If we can't call him and get through, and also your text is unread, I sort of need to know that he's. Do you know what I mean?
He's been online. I can see it.
Oh, he's been online.
Bit.
Good. Sorry. I don't know what I was thinking of it.
Okay, right. Listen. Let's play one more song. We'll try him again.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
Hello, Chloe, he says, we have to know why this guy hasn't got back to her. I'm sat in my car, refuse to move until I find out. Holly says, I have a feeling he's listening to the show, possibly shouting swear words at the radio. I've just had to rush through the Holmesdale Tunnel so I don't miss the ghost story. I know. Okay, so that was Years and Years and King. And this is a first. So we made another call during that song. And we got through to him. We got through to the ghost. But let me tell you, he is not having any of it.
At all.
None of it. But the thing is, right, we always keep recording. Now, we're not allowed to play his call because...
He's really not having it.
He's not happy, and we wouldn't be allowed at this time of day. But what I can do is play you Ella's reaction to what he said, because she heard absolutely everything he said.
Wow.
Okay.
Now...
That's a very rude ghost.
Well...
He said he didn't really remember you, but then he clearly did, because he wasn't too keen to speak.
I would say not interested might be heading my way as well.
I tried to do my politest voice as well. It was like... I felt like I was trying to get his PPI details or something. It was like, that's how he dealt with me just then.
Oh, wow, how rude. He's like a poltergeist.
Yeah, was that the kind of flirty banter you experienced on the date? Okay, well, he didn't seem too interested in talking, unfortunately. But look, it's clearly the situation is what I think you thought it was, which is maybe he literally isn't that interested.
No, definitely not now anyway.
Oh, well, I mean, it was kind of like the answer that you were thinking it was going to be, but we just don't know why.
No, that's all I wanted to know was why.
I know, sometimes it just doesn't work out, you know?
Absolutely.
He did say, I'm not interested, which could be the reason. Maybe he was saying the reason. It wasn't to
Absolutely.
Me.
Yeah, it was to me.
It was to you, Ella.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Good to know.
It's a no.
It's a no.
Oh, well.
Back on the apps.
Swipe away.
Ella, sorry Ghostbusters didn't work for you this time.
That's all right. You tried.
Keep me up to date with the dating process, whatever happens next.
I will. Thank you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Scott Mills.
Dua Lipa on Radio 1. A lot of people saying... Blakeney's got a wife or girlfriend. Well, we'll never know.
Oh, you think it's a cheating ghost?
We'll never know.
A choast.
Yeah. Obviously worried that he was about to be busted. Someone says, can you hand it to Charlie Slough, what was said, and play it this evening? No, because he's still illegal. Doesn't matter what time of day. But nice try anyway.
One. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or if you can't listen live, get this podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.